Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on? Welcome to the brand new week. Today we're gonna have some fun. I'm gonna talk a little bit about how to start flipping real estate, how to start flipping houses. That's what we're gonna talk about today. So stay tuned. You need to grab some quick water. I have a little bit of cold, so pardon me. To be honest, I committed to this time already, so I decided, you know what? I need to follow all the way through since I can still manage, but you're probably gonna notice a little bit of maybe shortness of breath because I have a little bit of cold. Not shortness of breath in the dangerous way, but I have a little bit of cold, okay? So pretty much what we do here, I'm gonna cover how to start flipping houses, which is the topic of the day. And then also I'm also gonna do some live prospecting today, as usual. So we have about 90-minute session that we do in live prospecting that we do 5 days a week. We're gonna do that. You're gonna watch me do that, and it's cool for you to hang out because you're gonna hear how I talk to people that come on the line. I'm also gonna tell you the secret weapon that I'm using to make 100 calls in 90 minutes. 100 calls, calling 50 to 60 people in 90 minutes, hands off. Okay. I'm also going to give you a link to be able to sign up for that if that's what you want to do. If you want a cold call. A cold call is not something, thank God for this system. It can be fun, but a lot of people shy away from that because they don't have the right systems for it. But you're gonna see me at work today. But before we get into all of that, first of all, how to start flipping houses. Let's talk about that. I've basically for the purpose of today's lesson, I've broken it down into three simple segments, okay? And they're both interrelated. One leads to another, and that's exactly what we're gonna talk about. So first of all, what is flipping houses? What exactly is that, right? Well, flipping houses is essentially it's a business model that allows you to pick up properties for low and sell it for high. Okay, so typically some kind of value has been added to that property between the time you pick it up, that means you put it under contract, and the time you are exiting. All right, so as you can see, number two, the end of number two here is contract, okay, and the beginning of number three is exit, right, and then closing. So before I jump into the details of that, you want to make sure you go through myempirepro.com, okay? Hopefully it's live. We've been going through some server migration, and they haven't exactly cooperated properly, but it's going well, So, but go to myempirepro.com and download my free book. It's called The Empire Lifestyle Secrets, and it's a 200 pages that will bring you into my head on exactly the strategies and how my mindset worked that have allowed me to create millions of dollars in sales since 2005. Okay, so all of that has been compiled in a very cool way into a simple e-digital book that you can download at myempirepro.com for free. And more importantly, you're gonna hear a lot of stuff here, but being able to put it together and use it is what you will learn inside of the book. So you can download the book for free at myempirepro.com. And if I say anything that makes sense to you during the course of this session, please make sure you give me a thumbs up, okay? Click share. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Click on the bell, play with the bell, and also leave me a comment. Questions, if you have any questions or comment about anything I'm sharing with you as we go along here, let's have some fun, okay? So as I was saying, how to start flipping houses, okay? Excuse me. Have to sip on warm water every now and then, so I can stay afloat throughout this session. So what is flipping houses? You buy low, you sell high. Some kind of value must have been added to somebody, to something in between those two, because essentially you have to be able to sell high in order to make some profit. Okay, so you buy a house for low and you sell high. So your next question is that, do I need money? Do I need cash? No, you don't. And that's something I'm going to cover a little bit here and then in other videos on this channel. You can search through. I have tons upon tons of videos explaining this process. I would suggest to watch quite a few of them. The book also is something you need to read 10 to 15 times, okay? You need to read it 10 to 15 times for the concept that I'm sharing with you to become a part of you. One of the mistakes that people make in this business is not taking the time or investing in themselves enough to learn the concepts. The concept is what allows you to reverse engineer your desired results, right? Reverse engineer back to what you need to do today. I'm going to help you a little bit today how to start, right? But ultimately, you need to understand the concept. It needs to become a part of who you are. It needs to become second nature to you, okay? So, but as usual, I will try my best here. So the first step is marketing and prospecting. Marketing is essentially marketing your message, okay? What is the message here in flipping houses? Remember, the first step is to buy the house. You want to buy low, right? So your first primary, the primary, not first, the primary activity for you in the business of flipping houses is to market the message, we buy houses. Okay? We buy houses. We buy houses. We buy houses. If you can market that message relentlessly, you win the game of flipping houses. Okay? And I mean it. When I keep it that simple, and I mean that wholeheartedly, because a lot of people, they get scared off of the business because they complicate it for themselves. All right? They start thinking about all the complicated technical and legalities of the business. What contract do I use? How do I do this? Well, what kind of double closing do I see? All of that stuff doesn't matter if you don't figure out the first and the primary activity of a real estate investor and a real estate wholesaler and any business owner for that matter. And that's marketing. You need to have a message. And that message, like I said, for a wholesaler should be simply, we buy houses. Okay. If you're in the network marketing, your message should be simply, business opportunity. Okay. You have an opportunity for somebody to be able to make money from home, not the juices. No, I'm talking about the business opportunity. If somebody is not interested in business opportunity, chances are they're not going to be interested in your product. Okay. Now, there are scenarios where people are interested in the product before they're interested in the opportunity. But I'm just letting you know the key thing there is not necessarily what you sell. It's about keeping it simple. Okay. You got to keep it all the way simple. Keeping it super simple. Like the KISS principle, right? You have to keep it all the way simple. And when it comes to real estate here, we buy houses. I want to buy your house. I want to buy your house. I want to make an offer on your house. We buy houses is the marketing message. Okay. So when somebody is attracted to that, we buy houses, then the next step is prospecting. Okay. You need to say the right thing to them to get them to want to do business with you. Of course, they have to be motivated, right? So marketing, when you're marketing, you have to be marketing to motivated sellers, not just to anybody and anybody on the off the streets, right? If somebody would needs to sell a house, but not just want to sell a house, but absolutely need to get rid of the house. Okay? The house has become a liability for them. They must get rid of the house. If not, they cannot move on in life from a financial standpoint, at least. Okay? So it's very, very important that you note motivation. They need to be motivated. You market to motivated sellers. The next step is prospecting. That's still part of step one. That means they responded to your marketing message or they responded to a phone call you made out to them. So today we're going to make some phone calls starting in a few minutes, right? They respond to a phone call. Your job is now prospecting. And prospecting starts with one key thing, okay? I can teach you all the scripts in the world. If you don't have this one thing, you will fail. And that's confidence, okay? Confidence. And where confidence comes from, two things, okay? Confidence comes from education, okay? You need to be on this channel and be educating yourself all the time. Watch every video, watch every broadcast. You need to be glued to this stuff. It needs to become a part of who you are. It needs to become second nature, okay? So confidence comes from education. And then the second thing is doing, action, taking action, experience. The actual experience of executing on what you're learning is how you're going to have some confidence. And that's the confidence, the key factor in prospecting. When you're talking to people, they need to feel a sense of power. They need to feel a sense that you know what you're doing. Okay. It's not about the accent. Clearly it's not, because you can hear my accent right now, right? It's about confidence. Okay. You could be the worst English speaker in the world and people can still sense your confidence. Okay. And like I said, that comes from education and it comes from execution, education and execution. Okay. So I'm saying a lot here. I want you to take some notes. The next step after prospecting is that a percentage of people you market to will you will prospect them. Not everybody you market to will pick up your phone. Not everybody you market to will pick up your letter and call you, right? So the same thing from prospecting to appointments. Not every prospecting you do will lead to appointments. Your percentage will increase over time. Your performance will increase over time the better you get. But it's good to note that it will never be 100% that will advance on to the next level. So the next level after prospecting, after making sure somebody is pre-qualified, after they are open to your offer of helping them solve their problem and then willingly walking away from the property by simply helping them get rid of a liability. If you're not helping someone get rid of a liability, this is not the business for you, okay? I'm talking about real estate wholesaling right now, okay? If all you're doing is helping people who want to sell their house and they want to command high top dollars, if that's all you do, that's pretty much a brokerage business, okay? You can still learn from what I'm sharing here, but you need to understand that that's a little bit different from what I'm sharing, okay? The goal here is that you actually want to put the house under contract at a set price, okay? And then flip that house to somebody who is willing to purchase the property for a little bit higher than what you put it under contract for. Typically, 10% of the after repair value, okay? So I like to call it, you put it under contract for 65%, you sell it for 75%, okay? But if you can get it lower than 65%, the better. Now, that's going to be 65% minus repair cost, okay? Minus the repair cost, okay? And of course, those numbers, you can use discretions. It doesn't have to be written in stone. Okay, it depends on where you are, depends on your particular location, and that's where you need mentors and coaches, and you need to go to your local real estate association to see what is going on there, right? So appointment, you set appointment, okay? You go to the house and you like what you see that it needs more contract, you adjust your numbers, you do a quick offer, you say, here's my offer, okay? And then if they accept the offer, you put the house under contract. That means they sign the sales contract saying they're willing to sell the property to you at 65% of the after repair value minus repair cost or lower than that. Okay. That's the maximum allowable offer. If you do anything above that, the more you do, the higher the risk of doing this business at all. The idea is to put a house under contract and have some inbuilt equity that you can play around with, that you can exercise rights on, that you can sell to other investors who are willing to put in the work. That's if you're a wholesaler. If you're a rehabber, you can get this house for anywhere between 65 to 75% of the after repair value, and the space in the equity is where you get to make your profit. So if the property is worth $100,000, right, you essentially want, and it needs about $12,000 of work, you want to buy the house for $65,000 minus $12,000 of repair cost. Okay, that puts you in $53,000. Or lower. If you can get lower, the better, because that means it creates more profit for you. Okay. But for $100,000 house that needs $12,000 of repair, your maximum allowable offer as a real estate wholesaler or as an investor, okay, is $53,000 on that home or that piece of property. That's how it works. So you put it under contract, and the next step is exit. That means you find somebody who is actually going to purchase that contract from you and exercise the right to that contract. We call that right it's a type of interest, equitable interest. Okay, there's equitable interest. You have the right of equitable interest on the property, and you can exercise that right, or somebody else that you've chosen based on the clause that you've added to the contract can exercise that right. You can sell that right to other people for 10% of the after repair value. So in that case, you'll be selling that to end buyer. If you were a wholesaler, you send it to an end buyer for $10,000, right? Because 10% of $100,000 is $10,000. So that means they will pay $53,000 for the house, but then they will pay $10,000 as your fees for helping them locate the property. Now, why would they pay you? Why can't they just go to the owner and buy from them? Because they didn't find the deal. Because you're going to turn around, you found the deal, you put it under contract, you're going to turn around and give it to another investor, because they're not really the marketers of the business ecosystem, okay? So you're the marketer, you get paid for finding these deals. They'll happily purchase the property for $63,000 because they will turn around and put some $12,000 of work into the house. Now they're up to about $75,000, okay, in cost. They'll turn around, they sell the property for I don't know, for $100,000, right? Or $95,000, they've made $15,000, $20,000 from the work. Okay. So of course there are some other costs like closing costs and other things like that. Okay. And that's the reason why you need that 35% of equity in the property to make things work out. And that's how the business goes like that. Okay. So exit is when you find that end buyer, okay? Or you determine, hopefully you start. You start setting up your exit, right? You start designing the exit. The exit, if you're a rehabber, part of your exit is fixing the property, putting the work in there, right? So, and then you close. When you close the deal, that's when everybody get paid, okay? And closing a deal can involve a closing agent. It depends on what state you're in. Closing agent, an attorney. I personally am in New Jersey, and I like using attorneys because they protect my interest and make sure that we're doing everything legally from a legal standpoint. I hate to worry about the legal stuff. I hate that. That's not part of my job. I'm a marketer, okay? I'm a real estate consultant. I don't deal with the legalities of the business. I try my best to make sure we cover some bases I can cover, but essentially the only thing I worry about is I don't steal, I don't cheat, I don't lie, okay? That's all I do, full disclosure. I'll be right back, guys. So, what I just learned is that I can't keep talking and talking because I just coughed. I told you I have a little bit of cold. So I have to drink some, sip some water. Okay. So that's how to start flipping houses. The first step I'm going to tell you that you need to understand, first of all, that it's a marketing job. Okay. It's a marketing profession. Okay. You're not really the product happened to be houses, right? But it's a marketing profession. And I was lucky that when I started back in 2004 and 5, I had mentors that made that clear from day one. It wasn't about the houses, it was about learning how to market and find and identify deals for real estate investors. That's what it was about. That's primarily all you do. And the best way to start, right? I told you earlier that make sure you download my free book at myempirepool.com. Okay. Also, you need to join a local real estate association club. Okay. What you need to do is you need to go to meetup.com, meetup.com, right? And you need to simply search. So if you're here, you log in, right? And you need to search for real estate associations in your local area. Let me see if I can log in here, actually. Yeah, you can log in. See, I'm a member. I'm a member of quite a few here in New Jersey. Okay. And what you need to do is here you just do. So here you say real estate invest. If you search for that, it search for within your area and it pulls up everything in your local area. If you're logging in for you creating an account for the first time, it will ask you for your whatchamacallit. It will ask you for your zip code, and that's what it uses. Does that make sense? So that's the best way to start. Okay. So the marketing part, especially from a digital online marketing standpoint, is where I come in and I can help you. And again, you'll see more details about that and at myempirepro.com. So now with part of my marketing strategies, okay, is I blast out calls to motivated, not motivated sellers to prospects, to real estate listings. Okay. There are public listings out here. And I'm going to tell you right now, the site that I use is this one right here. You can simply go to myempirepro.com/RedX. Okay. The product is called RedX. If you go through myempirepro.com/RedX, you'll be essentially supporting my business. But this is what I'm about to use right now. And if you go through this link, they will also waive the setup fee for you. That's a $150 savings. Okay. If you go through this link. Okay. So this is what I use. I essentially focus on two types of listings here, which is for sale by owners. And I focus on, I call for sale by owners first, the new ones that come up. And then I start calling pre-foreclosures. And essentially, I'm getting on the phone to give them an offer on their house. Okay. That's what I'm doing. Okay. I don't overthink it. I believe that you can have some scripts. I have a couple of script things that I use, a guide. There's a couple of information I need. But essentially, I'm trying to see how motivated they are and see if they're willing to get rid of their property at very, very cheap. Okay. That's my goal. I want to get in there and buy it very, very cheap. But when I get in there, I'm just having a conversation, no pressure. I ask a simple question. I let them do most of the talking as much as I can. So I use this tone dialer. Okay. It's a system that automatically calls people. And even as I'm talking to you and I'm talking over here, I'll be able to talk to you. And then, but we'll be interrupted when people come on the line. We'll be interrupted when it's time to leave a voicemail. So this is the one that I use right now. Again, you can go there by going through, simply type in my Empire Pro. That will link through me, okay? If you go through my Empire Pro. So yes, right now I don't even make anything from it. They just want to see, see if they, just so you know, just want to see if I can send some customers through them. But I use them personally, so I'm only telling you from a standpoint of using, and you're gonna see me use it starting like literally right now. Okay. All right. So for the $150 savings, I'll go through my empirebro.com/redx. So with that being said, let me put that here. My empirepro.com/redx, like that. All right. So, if you've posted some questions, I may be able to get to your question today, okay? But right now, the first thing I want to do is I want to go start the call. I'm going to go log into my Red X. All right. I had to cough and I had to sip on some water. So, let's see, first of all. So the first thing I want to do right now is I'm gonna let's see here, this month, this year so far. I'm gonna say this year. So up to now, we have I'm gonna switch pictures real quick. I'm going to switch screens real quick and switch back in a second here. All right. Hello, hello. Good to see you. All right. So I want to show you the data of our calls so far. Calling or cold calling, as far as I'm concerned, is just marketing. Okay. For every call I make, is marketing pieces out there. Every voicemail I leave, which is all automatically done. The calls are made automatically. The voicemails are left automatically. The only thing I have to do manually here is to come here and set it up. I start, and press start to start calling, right? And then the other thing I do manually, if somebody comes on the phone, if a physical voice on the phone, and then I talk to the person. Okay, that's really all I do physically, and I go for 90 minutes. Okay, that's what I'm doing, and that's what I'm doing indefinitely here. Okay, let's see here. You can see here that I've made a call, 14 hours worth of calls so far. That's 14 hours. Actually, the data is missing a 1 hour from here. Some kind of error happened here. So there's a 1 hour that's missing. It's about 90 minutes per day. I think it was only the first day that I did a little bit more. But you can see all the averages. The daily average here is 90 minutes, 60 calls, 100 calls, sorry, 60 leads, right? And I'm essentially just calling the for sale owners, and that's it, okay? So I just wanted to show you where we are. So by the time we're done today, you see the data will jump up by 90 minutes, okay? All right, so let's switch back to our presentation here, and then I'll start making the call. All right, but the system that I'm using records all the data. The Red X, as I showed you, and that's the link right there. It records all the data and it makes my life a lot more easier. All right. So right now, the first call we're gonna make, we're gonna go for 90 minutes. We're gonna call the for sale by owners first, and we're gonna call everybody we've never called before. And did you want to complete? I guess yes. That's okay. Let's see here. All right, so it looks like I'm going to tell you how many calls we're going to make in for sale by owners in a second, and then hopefully the mic will pick up. Let's see here. No, for sale by owner. Adele. So I don't show you the screen that I'm on right now because there are people's personal information and phone numbers and stuff like that. I would show it to you if you're attending me live, but unfortunately it's going to be publicly published on YouTube, and I don't want to be responsible for that. As it stands already, sometimes I mention names and mention as we're making this call, but if I'm talking to them, then that's just what it is. Okay. Would you like? Nope. Excuse me. So I'll talk as needed, but just hang out with me. And I'm going to try to do as less talking as not too much talking. So there are only six new for sale by owners. That's something you should note. When people say they call for sale by owners, it's not a lot of those leased, depending on where you live. And this is for, this is, I don't know actually what area this covers, but as far as the data that I have right now inside of the RedX, because the RedX pulls everything automatically for me. But it was only able to pull six just today, okay? And in the past 24 business hours. So that means no weekends, okay? Excuse me. All right, so we're calling only six people, and the calls will start. My phone will ring in a second. There you go.
Sure. Press 1 to continue.
Calling the first people. Hello? Hello, hi. I'm calling about a property in Elizabeth.
Yeah.
How you doing? Did I catch you at a good time? Say that again. Yeah, did I catch you at a good time? Okay, all right, good. You have this property leased at 329. How many family is it?
It's a
okay, so you're saying it's not a. I'm not a realtor. I'm going to give you an offer on the house. So you're saying it's not a legal two family? Okay. For Elizabeth, two different kitchens. Okay. Have you done any recent appraisals?
No, I just put it up for sale. And I'm going to see how it goes. And the people that are there now are moving out. So when they move out, I'll be able to clean it out, be able to make it even nicer to sell.
Okay. Yes, I am from the area. I've been here for 20 years. I live in Woodbridge.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but 329 seemed a little bit on the high side for one family in Elizabeth. I know it's a Hemorrhoids, Eels, but still it seems very much like on the high side. So,
I really don't negotiate until, like, you know, you have, like, you know, you bring your family over, you look at it, you know, you don't want to really negotiate with somebody if you don't if they haven't seen the house or anything like that. You know what I mean?
That, actually, as an investor, I do all the time. I do negotiations on the phone because I'm familiar with the area already. And like you said, I'm not buying it to live in it, like I said earlier. So, no, I'm not bringing the family over to look. I'm looking for a deal.
Oh, okay. Well, then don't worry about it because I'm looking to get top dollar for it. So I'm not looking to give it away. I'm not in a position where I have I'm looking to rush or, you know, I can sell it whenever I need to. You know what I mean?
Okay, I can appreciate that, man. Thank you so much. All right, so that's a situation. When I saw that price for that area, 329, I could tell if you could tell that the owner is essentially looking for top dollars, they're not motivated. Okay, don't waste too much time. Be nice and nicely in a polite way. Get off the phone as soon as you can, because it's not worth it. And how do you know if a house is already priced top dollars? Well, you got to be familiar with the market, and the only way to do that is to start, just got to start. All right, so we're going to continue on to the next call. This house here, this listed for $165,000. It's a three family in Newark. Let me see if it's renovated by a rehabber. It's probably not a good candidate too. Okay, they're looking for serious cash. Hello? So I don't know if you guys could hear the call. I try to bring the phone closer to my mic. But also I'm using a mic today just to make sure we have a good audio for the videos.
Please leave your message for 646
So we're gonna leave a
four
voicemail
zero
here.
zero four four three one.
So the drop voicemail is just one click away for
Hello,
me.
you've reached the Deerbrook Village office. The office is presently closed. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. If you wish to speak to our
So
sales office.
that's a wrong number. It's not a personal number. I'm gonna go on to the next one here. There's a house here calling all investors, three family. These ones are actually looking for investors. Total renovation needs $140,000 in repairs, worth 320, they think. Three family in Newark. Three family existing home in Newark is not worth anything over $300,000. Okay,
Please leave a message and someone will get back to you.
so that may even be. I leave a voicemail. Looks like it's another investor. Excuse me. All right. So this house is listed for 180 and is boarded up in Newark, New Jersey. No way. Boarded up house for 180. Sure. We'll drop a voicemail anyway. Mailbox is full. I'm gonna note that as no answer. Resume call. Okay, so you can see I'm just clicking to go on to the next call. I'm not dialing. Just clicking and going on to the next call. So we have a good one here. Not necessarily. This house is worth 680, and they're looking. It's worth 652. They're looking for 680. No way. They're looking for top dollars. I'm not gonna waste time on that. I hang up. I'm gonna say not interested. I'm gonna go on to the next. All right, so that was it. So like this last call I just made right here, the reason why I like doing this is because I can show you real time how my brain is working. And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna use this house as an example. I'm gonna share my screen real quick. And it's not a good candidate anyway, but just for training purposes, I'm gonna share my screen real quick with you. And give you an example of a house I don't waste my time on. By the way, behind me right here, I'm gonna try to put some stuff here later, some frame of some of my accolades over the years and stuff. I'll try to do that so that it can be a little bit busier around here. So for now, pardon the appearance, okay? So I'm gonna share this screen right here. All right, so this is the house I just called, okay? And you know, I'm not interested in this house. Here's why, okay? This is the beauty about the RedX system, okay? Vortex is the database system, okay? And the dialer is called Storm Dialer, okay? And as you can see, I've made in 6 minutes, I called 6 leads, 6 calls made, 3 contacts. Somehow I recorded 3 contacts, but 14 points in the scores, right? And how the scores are calculated are based on every calls made is 1 point, every contact is 2 points, every appointment is 5 points, every voicemail is 1 point. And I left 2 voicemails, so that would be 2 points. Every callback appointment that I set, so that means when somebody said call me back at this time, then I set a callback appointment. Honestly, I haven't been able to get back to anybody yet since I've been calling. Honestly, because brand new leads is the best type of leads as far as I'm concerned. And you can't say the wrong message to the wrong person, okay? And you can't say, I mean, you cannot say the wrong message to the right person. You can't say the right message to the wrong person. There has to be some kind of match. There has to be 100% match. And when that 100% match happens, you'll be there because you're the one that shows up every day to your business. And that's the whole point, okay? But that's how the points are calculated, 14 points so far. Now, when the beauty about this system is when I click over this icon right here on the right-hand side, essentially it takes me into Zillow for this house, okay? And I can see Zillow. And this estimate right here is not always accurate, but as far as I'm concerned from my experience in this game, it's close enough for me to prejudge. Okay, I can literally prejudge the house. Okay, it can be off, but I can use it to legitimately prejudge a house. If I want to do a little bit more in-depth details on the value of the home, of course I cannot just depend on this. Okay, but essentially Zestimate is showing 652. And this person is listing this house at 680. Does that show that they're motivated? That person is not motivated. Clearly, they're not, okay? And people can go back and forth and argue that, hey, Zillow's estimate is not good enough. They can do that all day long. The bottom line is that the market sees that number, and the market is educated enough and exposed enough to use that number to judge the value of a house. A person is going to say, hey, but your house says the value is 652. Why should I pay 680 for it? Right. So if you want to dig in a little bit more details in here, we can scroll down and look at similar homes for sale, 669, 660, same area. Right. And these are actual houses. Okay. This one are available for sale. They're not exactly close to sales. Right. Now, let's see if I can find some other comparables here. These comparables are not the best, but they're good enough for you to, again, see if you want to deal with this. Is this a motivated seller or not? Okay. So what are the chances? Like typically, right? Let me scroll back up here. Let me just keep it simple. Zestimate is 652, right? 652. And based on my, if this house needs no repair, it's a single family home that contains 3,600 square foot, built in 2012, model, blah, blah, blah. It's probably a house that doesn't need work. I could just probably just tell, even from looking up at the picture, you could probably just tell that this house is, you know, is spotless, right? So as a wholesaler, if you go in there and you say, hey, my offer is going to be 65% of that, I'm going to assume it needs no repair, right? 65% of 652. I just round my numbers, okay? $650,000. That means I cannot offer more than $425,000 on this house. Okay? Do you think this person that's priced this house a little bit above says estimate is going to accept $425,000? No, I'm not going to waste their time. I don't want to waste my own time either. Does that make sense? That's why I will not be wasting my time trying to talk to this person. Does that make sense? So we're 6 minutes in. We're going to go in for another. We're supposed to go for 90 minutes, right? So now we've called all the for sale by owners for the day. I'm going to switch screens back so I don't show people's details. And we're going to go for another 84 minutes in calling pre-foreclosures. And for me personally, that's a lot more fun, okay? Just because I know there's a motivation why they may want to sell their property. And I typically just ask one question first. I say, hey, would you consider selling me the property? That's what I ask first. If they cannot answer that question right now, it's just not the right person to talk to. That's the first question. So instead of mastering scripts and all this extra, Matter of fact, let me show you what my script look like, okay? Because I created my own script, and you know, Red X has a script there for realtors, you know, but it's not my cup of tea. I like to be straight to the point. I'm a more of a digital age marketer. In other words, I don't talk to people that don't want to talk to me, okay? I can throw you a bait, right? That means I can throw a phone call at you, but if you reject that phone call, I don't waste my time. I keep moving because there's just a lot more, right? So I'm going to cancel this call. I'm going to go back here to the list view. I'm going to select my pre-foreclosure, foreclosures essentially, right? I'm going to click on that, right? And I'm going to say dial. So as you can see, there's 3,400 leads in here, but essentially I'm only going to call those that I have never had a disposition. That means I've never called them, okay? Excuse me. All right. So as you can see, let me make sure. As you can see, there are 2372 leads here to call. There are 5,388 phone numbers to call, but those phone numbers belonging to 2,300 leads. Okay. No disposition. That means I've never really assigned any disposition to the phone number. Those are the people I'm only going to call. I will not call anybody on a do not call list. Okay. I can choose to, but I don't like to do that. If they already had their number to do not call list, I want to respect that. I do call all mobile numbers. I mean, heck, most people are mobile numbers these days, right? And essentially, I'm going to click go. Okay. Okay, so when I'm here right now, I need to click this start button. Okay, it wants to get started. I am showing one person's data, so hopefully this person will come back and sue me. But this is the script. I click that. You can see the script. There's a script here that Red X already had it. I say, hi, is Kelly available? No. Okay, I'm looking for Kelly. I apologize. I'm calling about the property for sale. I use some elements here, essentially. Okay. I use some of them, you know, but not when it comes into the details, okay? And also, this is mine. This is the one I created here. What I'm trying to find out, I use some of the elements in the beginning, like, hey, I'm calling about this property, and you're going to see me in action in a second here, right? But essentially, I'm trying to see first if they want to sell or keep, okay? If they're not trying to sell, I don't need to continue the conversation. If they want to sell, then I'll go into what do you think the property is worth? Does it need any repair? Do you owe any money against this property? Are they all up to date? Right? People are going to tell you they're up to date. If you tell them upfront that it's in pre-foreclosure, they may feel disrespected. But people are usually inclined to tell you the truth. Okay? Some won't because I don't know what they're afraid of because it's public records. All right. And then after all that, if they're willing to tell me all that information, that's why I get into the specification of the house. Like bed, bathroom, how many's, all that stuff. Offer, motivation. How soon do you need to sell? Would you accept to sell at the amount you owe? That means I want them to walk away with nothing. All right. Some people say that's not fair. No, it is fair if they're going to lose the property to the government or to the mortgage company. That's fair. If they're willing to do that and if they're owing too much money, if the house is underwater, it's absolutely fair that you go into that neighborhood and you fix that neighborhood and you put it back on the market for a profit. That's my personal belief, okay? And appointment, how soon can I see the property? I don't worry about that until the last. That's my 7 steps right there, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to click hide script, and I'm going to click start. And it's going to call me. Storm is calling you. And then now click 1. And then it's going to attempt to call all these numbers, okay? So right about now, I'm going to switch screens over. Okay. As you can see, this is how I hold the phone while it's dialing. And I'm going to switch screens back over to our slides while we're calling today. Okay. So have fun. I'm going to have fun in these conversations. I'm going to see what I can get on the line. All right. And then we'll take it from there. All right. In the midst of all that, I'm going to try to dig some of the questions that I received on some of the videos. And then I'll address them. And then I'll keep it moving.
Please leave your message for 9.
So that's a voicemail already.
2, 2, 1, 4, 6, 6. A call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Another voicemail.
0887575. available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. So let's go see. All right.
Hello.
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 Yes. Hi. Hi. I'm looking to speak to Pamela.
Yes.
Hi. I'm calling about the. I'm calling about the property on Sanford Avenue, Hillside. All right. So that was a hang up. It could be a honest mistake. I'm going to redial just one time. It could be she's hungry that I'm calling about her house.
Please leave your message for 9 0 8 4 2 2 0 0 4 9.
So one of the beauties. Uh-oh. One of the beauties of redialing back is you get to leave a voicemail.
Por favor, deje su mensaje okay. Para...
Now, a lot of these phone numbers will essentially be numbers that don't even belong to the house, but you still get to leave a marketing message, say we buy houses, on a voicemail. Okay, so that's, again, that's part of the... You know, some of the deals that come in real estate comes randomly from, like, routes that you don't even think about, you know. So, voicemails is one of them. I leave these voicemails. This voicemail says, we buy houses. We're looking at your property. Please give us a call. What property? They'll figure that out on their own. They may have another property entirely. That has nothing to do with the reason why you called. But you're leaving those voicemails, all right? So, pretty slick. So, just think about that. All right. Okay. Get in there. All right. So there's this video. Let's why the calls are being made. There's this video on.
Sorry to an automatic voice message system. 9 0 8 3 4 9 8 3 7 3 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, so there's this video that was done on Breakfast Club 105.1 about wholesaling. There was a guy that was interviewed to the radio station, and he talked about real estate wholesaling. And there was a lot of comments on that video that were very negative and people that didn't believe that the business worked and things like that, you know. And, you know, I left some answers. You know, if you're doing a search engine optimization, it's one of the best ways for you to create a link back to your channel, because when you leave a comment, it links your name back to your channel. So that's backlinks. If you don't understand what backlinks are, just go download my book. And then you will learn that it's part of marketing, okay? But on top of that, I leave valuable comments and answers for people that ask questions, right? So one of the questions that I left on there had a response to it, and there's this gentleman. I'm gonna see if I can explain. Let me see here. I'm gonna see. Yeah. Let's do that. There you go. I'm gonna try to load this question from the page you are seeing right now. And I will take it from there. There you go. Right, by the way, as I'm talking to you.
Give me 45 seconds and I'll show you how to
how to get a massive.
Sorry about that. As I'm talking to you, our dialer is still dialing, okay? Just so you know. And it's leaving voicemails, and if there's no answer, it just goes to the next call, you know. All right, so this was the video. This is just an ad. This was the video by Mark Whiting. So this was the comment, okay? So this guy says, I met this gentleman 2 years ago in Atlanta. He was cool, but he makes his money off selling his boot camp courses. I've been buying homes in Atlanta since 2001. The money is in rehab, new construction, not necessarily wholesale. Okay. Now, this is a guy, just by this statement alone, I could tell that this guy knows nothing about money. I could just tell. Okay. Now, I don't know. Somebody may know him and say maybe he does. Okay. But he's definitely short-sighted. But I can put $2,000 on it that this guy knows nothing about money. Okay. Because this statement is a blanket statement. And it's like saying, hey, you're better off in this investment because you invested $2,000 and I invested $20. It doesn't work that way, guys. Okay. It's about cash on cash return. And ROI is not all it's hyped up to be when it comes to real estate. Okay. It's not all it's hyped up to be. What you really need to focus on is cash on cash. How much exactly in cash left your pocket, and how much is that money returning? Because that's what's going to allow you to play the game at a very wide range, a better range than your competitors. The person that can spend the most wins the game. In marketing, in real estate, is the person that can spend the most, not the person that has spent the most on one piece of property. It's two different things, okay? Because you spent the most on one piece of property does not mean you can spend the most. It's the person with the biggest purchasing power. Not necessarily the person with the biggest
automatic voice message system. 9 0 8 3 1
voicemail time
3 5 8 8 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So not necessarily somebody with the biggest cash bank account, but a person with the biggest purchasing power. America, United States of America, does not have the biggest amount of cash in the world. It's not the richest country in the world or the most successful or financially successful country in the world, but it's the most financially successful, but not necessarily with the, you know, not necessarily when it comes to cash or liquid cash, because America has the biggest purchasing power in the world. And that's why America, United States of America, continue to rule, because of the biggest purchasing power. That has nothing to do with how much you have in cash, okay? And that's something you guys should pay attention to. And that's why I know that this guy knows nothing about money, because rehab, new construction, consumes so much more than the money you actually invest. It's not just about the money you invest, okay? This right here is a blanket statement. It's not always true that rehab is better than wholesale, but it's not always true also that vice versa, right? So I had a reply for him, and this was my reply. So I said, but why can't he make money from sharing the knowledge? Okay, so first of all, I attacked this statement here. You see, if somebody has a problem with somebody selling boot camp courses, anytime you see somebody has a problem with when somebody sells boot camp courses, it's a very high chance that that person is not successful in their own life. Because successful people understand that the best investments you can make in this world is in yourself. And when we say that, we're essentially talking about your education. That's what we're talking about. Okay? So if somebody makes money in boot camp courses, I need to hang that up. That's a fax machine. So I hang that up and I mark that as a wrong number in trash. And then we'll resume the call again. Oh, thank God I didn't even call that, because I need to, you know what? I need to hang this up. I need to delete this particular lead from I need to delete, because it's a person I know personally. So I need to delete it all. There you go. We'll go to next. On to the next. Yep. I don't like calling people I know personally. But sometimes people I know personally end up on my list. I don't like it. The familiarity will kill the game for me.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm looking to speak to Maria.
No, wrong number.
Thank you. So that was a wrong number. I'll trash that number. Yes and no. Then it goes to the next one. All right. Having fun here. All right. All right. So anytime somebody has a problem with somebody selling education or courses, chances are they're not very successful on their own. That's number one. Okay. Very high chance. Okay. And I can bet $2,000 on that as well. Okay. Anytime people run around and call things scam on the internet because somebody's trying to sell a course, the IQ is very low. Okay. IQ means an ability to solve problems. Okay. That's very low when you have a problem with somebody selling bootcamp courses. Okay. So then I go here and I continue and say, money in rehab and not in wholesale is contradictory, my friend. Don't you think? Okay. So what I was saying essentially there is rehabbers, essentially, many of them these days make their money from grabbing these properties from wholesalers. Wholesalers find the properties and rehabbers, good rehabbers in the marketplace value the services of a wholesaler. Okay. So if they don't value the services of a wholesaler, chances are they're not the most successful rehabber in the area. Okay. All right. Because when you look at the numbers, it just makes sense that you pay somebody a little fee to find all the properties you need to rehab so you can keep making money. Okay. So there's much more money in one deal, but then that deal spends longer term on your shelves. Okay. In your inventory than an average wholesale deal. You can see I was doing 30 wholesale deals at a time back in 2007 and 8. 30 at a time. Okay. You cannot do 30 as one person, you cannot do 30 rehab deals at the same time. And I was averaging $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 on each one of these deals. Okay. So think about it. Like it's not, you know, that's apples and oranges comparison. It's not right. Okay. So it's contradictory. I meant contradictory in the sense of those are two business models that help each other. All right. So somebody may have hung up here. Let me mute myself before we do that again.
Hello?
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 Yeah, hi. I'm looking to speak to Maria. All right, so that's a person that clearly doesn't want to talk. I'm going to say wrong number and trash. Yes. Would you like to count? No. So I'm going to resume the call again. So I said, this person's response. So anytime I respond to somebody and they respond back, I don't keep going with the conversation. My time is too valuable, okay? But it allows me to also create this content, you know, because this is how I put my ears to pay attention to what's going on. I put my paws on the street and see what's going on the street and see what people are talking about. This is how I do it, okay? And that's part of your responsibility as a business owner. You gotta.
You have reached the voicemail box of 9.
You gotta keep your ears to the street.
4-8-3-5-7-3. At the tone.
Let's drop this voicemail.
When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
All right, so let's keep going here. So this was the reply. He goes, first of all, he never states to the people attending the bootcamp that they will need great credit to qualify. That's a false statement. They don't need great credit to qualify to wholesale properties. They don't need cash. They don't need credit. They don't need anything. Okay. In fact, the only thing they need is a desire. Okay. That's it. It's a strong desire to start closing, to start flipping houses. That's it. Okay. Because what you're doing is you're not necessarily purchasing the, let me see here. You're not necessarily doing the deals. You're finding the deals. Are we making sense here? You're not necessarily doing the deals. You're finding the deals, okay? You're finding the deals with an intention to close. So it's absolutely an ethical business model. Anyone can assign a property. That's easy and usually nets you around $5,000, $7,000. He's lying. Well, not lying because he doesn't know anything. is ignorant. This is stuff you will see in a book. I was averaging $25,000, $35,000, $40,000 per wholesale deal. Okay. And I can count on two fingers how many times I actually did a deal that I made less than $5,000 from. Okay. But why just make $7,000 when you can clear $75,000? Okay. See, that's a very ignorant statement. Okay. You make $7,000 10 times. Okay. Think about it. Hello. Hi. I'm looking to speak to the owner of Cross Street, Vauxhall.
Who's this?
My name is Ola. I'm interested in the property on Cross Street, Vauxhall. You know anything about it? You know anything about the property on 14 Vauxhall, 14 Cross Street in Vauxhall?
What about it?
I'm interested in purchasing it. Are you considering selling it? Oh, are you familiar with the owner?
Yeah. Call back about an hour.
About an hour? Call back?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. What's the name of the owner? All right. So he hung up. He said call back. So I'm going to set the call back for 1 hour. I still want to set the disposition on it. So let's see here. Call back in 1 hour. I'll put a 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. All right. So this is one of the reasons why I like sharing this stuff with you because some of this stuff I'm saying right now are not in a textbook somewhere, but you learn as my mind works. Okay. And then $7,000 compared to $75,000. So you spent 3 months on the rehab, or you do a total of 3 hours of work on a wholesale deal and make $7,000. Which one is much more profitable? This is the question. Okay? This is the question. Some people may say, but wholesale doesn't take 3 hours. No. As far as my personal time involved, it takes no more than 3 hours. Okay? Tops 5 hours. Yes, because I do a paperwork right now. 30 minutes, I drop it to the side on the desk. I go on to the next one like that. In total, no more than 3 hours on a wholesale deal that will bring in $7,000. But a $75,000 rehab work, I guarantee you, it's not taking me just 3 hours, okay? It's taking 3 months, and I have to drive back and forth and go monitor the project manager, the person that's working on the rehab, make sure they're doing the right work. And you may say, yeah, but I can hire a project manager. You're right, but all of that stuff is energy and it costs money, okay? So that's my answer to this person. So as a matter of fact, normally I don't respond, but I'm just going to respond right now. So let me ask you. I'm going to use his numbers, okay? By the way, Adela is dialing on. Hold on. Guys, hold right tight. I'll be right back. Sorry about that, guys. All right. Somebody knocked on the door, and I was expecting some Amazon stuff. All right. So the dialer is still going, by the way, as we're talking. By the way, let me see. Hold on. Just hold tight, guys, okay? All right. Sorry about that. All right. So let me ask you, $7,000 for three to five hours of work, tops. Somebody's calling back. Hello? Hi. Yeah, I'm looking to speak to Mark Brinson. Mark, I'm calling about a property in Livingston Street in Elizabeth. All right, thank you. So that's the wrong number. Continuing to the call. All right, so let me ask you, $7,000 for 3 to 5 hours of work, tops, versus $5,000 for 3 to 4 months of work.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Mark? Yeah, I'm looking to speak to a person in charge of Livingston, 140 Livingston Street, Elizabeth. All right, thank you. All right, that's the wrong number again. Okay, so versus $75,000 for 3 to 4 months of work, which one is more profitable? So that's it. All right. So when I have this kind of conversations on, if I ever find myself having it, it's typically I'm not there to argue. I could just throw questions at them to get them to start thinking themselves. You know, it's just a blanket statement. That's the whole point of what I'm trying to say here. It's a blanket statement. All right. So am I making sense here? Am I making sense? So let's move on from that guy. So two things that I want you to learn from that. When you see people selling courses, that's not, you know, if your brain goes to, hey, they're just trying to collect money, then that's the wrong mindset to have about business in general. You should learn something that you're good enough and you start actually offering some courses, offering mentorship, because these people will end up becoming a good team member for you because you train them. Plus, no, I'm not going to undermine the fact that that's a good source of revenue to help you keep your business afloat. And that's why you see some of the gurus out there, this Tony Robbins to anybody, okay, to the 10 Merrill, to the Sean Terry, to Clever Investor, any of those guys, a big part of their revenue source is the fact that they're training people, okay, and that's rightfully so because they know their stuff, okay. All right, so that's that with that. Let's go on to the next person here. I'm gonna go on to the next question. Let's see here. So that's addressed. The next question I have here is from Jose. So let me go. Let me see if I can pull it up so I can reply directly on that. Load. So it's a comment. It was a comment on. Let's leave that voicemail. Turn that voicemail. On to the next. So, hola. What is a good source of comps outside of a real estate agent? I know you start with Zillow, and of course, it's not a good source of real comps. What else do you recommend for investors to use for comps? All right, so the answer to that question is Zillow actually have real comps. It's the calculation that's off, okay? is a calculation. So I'm gonna give you three sources. Zillow.com, Julia.com is also a good one. Okay. It depends on what state you're in. There's another one called abcrealestate.com. And last but not least is a realtor on your team. Okay. I don't recommend just calling random realtors to send you comps. You can do that, and they will, you know, usually.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Can I speak to Regina, please?
Thank you.
Hi, Regina. Property Washington Street in Rahway. You're the owner?
Uh-huh.
I'm interested in that property. Would you consider selling it?
I'm sorry, say what?
I'm interested in the property. Would you consider selling it?
Oh, I just sold the property Tuesday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, man, where have I been? All right, thank you so much.
Did you come and look at it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just coming up on my list now. It's a good prospect, so. Oh, you did?
Yep, we did a short sale, and the amount that they got it for, as soon as they get it appraised, it's going to be worth at least $90,000 more.
How much did they get it for?
So, $238,000.
Oh, wow. That's not bad. And it doesn't need any work. Does it need some work?
No, we did all the work. We did a fresh paint job all the way through. We had an inspection.
Okay.
We had an inspection done, and the only thing that they was concerned with is the hot water heater. We had put a hot water heater in about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Ma, about 10 years ago, and it was an even But the city wanted an inspection on that as well. So that was the only thing that we had to do.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
all right.
So we spent a couple of days cleaning it, getting it where the buyers can get in. It had a deck off the top.
Mm-hmm.
Patio off the bottom, and it was right across the street from the school, so it was a really good deal.
Wow.
But me and my husband, we moved to North Carolina.
Oh, you did?
So, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we couldn't take the chance of putting it on for a regular price, but within about 5 to 6 visits, somebody got it.
Very good, very good. Thank you so much for sharing that information with me. And I wish you best of luck.
Well, yeah. Okay, will do. Now, I got a girlfriend that's getting ready to put hers on in Englewood, which is going to be a good deal.
Englewood? Somebody's trying to sell in Englewood?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
You should probably put it on the market this week.
Oh, okay. What's going on with the property? Tell me the story.
She's moving also. She retired.
Okay.
We both work for the post office, though. But she retired. My husband. So she's selling her house and moving down to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, okay. Do you have information on the house, or you want to give them my contacts so I can speak to them? I would love to...
Is this your personal number?
Correct. This is my personal number, yes.
Okay.
What's their name so I can expect the call?
Her name is Glenda.
Glenda.
Mm-hmm.
Glenda? Okay.
Her name is Glenda Dees Morico.
Morico,
M-A-U? Yes, M-A-U-K-O-T something.
Yeah, that would be nice. If you send a text message to me here, I will get it, and I'll give her a call. Maybe okay. she won't need to put it on the market. We'll see.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, now what is your name so she'll know?
Hola. OLA.
Okay.
Yep.
Hola. I will let Brenda know. And I know she went through and she did major renovations to hers, paint jobs, whole nine yards.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be in move in ready.
Okay. I'll take a look. Thank you so much.
I will. Okay, Hola.
Have a good one. Bye bye.
Okay.
All right. What you guys think about that? What do you guys think about that? Let me have a quick note. All right. So I think, did I share the screen already? I think I did. Yeah. All right. So you guys are looking at my screen. That's cool. Once in a while like this, I'll do that, you know. In Englewood. All right, so here's what just happened. I told you when you're actively building this business, okay, when you're actively engaged in marketing and prospecting, it creates other type of It creates other type of opportunities. Okay, that's something that you guys should note. Okay, from Glenda, who is retiring and moving down south. Both worked at Portfolio Office. All right, so people that are retiring, they tend to know each other, okay? And because they're of the same age mates, and people can send you referrals, and I cannot tell you how many hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue over the years from people referring people to me, okay? A mother, father, daughter refer people to me and say, hey, why don't you call Ola like that? But referral doesn't happen to you if you're not actively building a business. It just doesn't, okay? It's not luck. It happened because you're actively in the game. People that are in the game are the people that win. Let me resume. So you see, I had to resume it. Every time you engage a contact, you have to click resume, okay? And that's how that works. As you can see, in 35 minutes, we've called 18 leads. 36 calls have been made. One contact, 11 voicemails, one callback set, 60 points. All right, and we're dropping a voicemail right about now. Drop VM, okay? All right, so here's what I wanted to show you here. This was the house, okay? She said it was sold at $238,000. So she's absolutely telling the truth. And they listed it at 242, something like that, and they purchased it for 238. The Zestimate is showing that the property is worth 256. It's a good deal. It's not a good wholesale deal. It's a discounted deal, okay, which this kind of person that purchased at 238 can end up being your buyer if you know how to build a list of buyers online and not just depend on cash buyers, right? This could have been your lead. This could have been my lead. Let me drop that voicemail again. Drop voicemail. All right. So check that out, right? So 256, essentially, if I do a quick math here, they paid 238 divided by 256. They paid 93%. I'm looking for 65%. You know, that's too far off. If I'm going to live in this house, of course, it's a perfect deal. Hello? Okay. So, of course, it's a perfect deal. But of course, for a wholesaler, for a rehabber, before you try to flip this, closing cost will swallow your 7% of equity, okay? Because equity alone is about 5-6%, depending on the deal, right? So, it's good information here. Some really, really cool stuff. Okay. Please drop that voicemail again. As you can see, the call is being made and I'm dropping voicemail as we're going. All right. So I just thought, so what would be the right offer for this property? She says she already put in some work. It may need some furnace. Furnace, boom, that's 10 grand as far as I'm concerned. Maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit higher. I just go 10 grand for estimate purposes only, okay? As far as repair costs is concerned. So let's see, for 256. So for 256, I'm just going to say 255 times 0.65. That would be minus 10. My offer would have been 155 on this house. So 238 would have been a good deal. You say, oh, that's such a low ball offer. No, it's not. Okay. Yes, hi. Can I speak to Silvio? Silvio. What's that? Oh, he passed away. I'm calling about the person, about the property on Dennis Place in Linden.
Yes, this is the property, 629 Place. But it's not for sale. We're not offering for sale. We don't want to sell it. We don't want to
do anything. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. They're not interested. I click hang up. I click not interested. So let me switch screens back over right now so you guys can stop looking at my data. Yep. Let's go back to our screen here. It's getting more interesting, right? Let's go back to, we're looking at comment, right? Which comments were we looking at? I forgot now. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Okay, I found it. Found it. This was the one. No, not that one. Okay, yeah, this one. Share. Okay, that's the one. Yeah, so to answer Jose's question, Zillow.com, Trulia.com, ABCRealEstate.com, that depends on the state you're in, and a realtor or your team. Honestly, I would, let me just go make sure I resume the call. I had to cough and then sip on some warm water. Sorry about that. All right. So let's see how we're doing here. Fantastic. So we're calling Ruben.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Can I speak to Ruben, please? Hi, Ruben. I'm calling about property in Emma Street.
Yeah, what happened?
How are you doing? Are you considering selling the property? Would you sell it? Oh, you did chapter 13. Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Excuse me. Mean. This is a not interested. Not interested is the not interested. All right, so he did a chapter 13. When somebody does a chapter 13 of bankruptcy, it creates complications that I'm not willing to deal with. Some people swear that you could still do a deal from that, but no. I don't chase after that. Okay? And that's that, just so you know. And I'm going to hang up on this one and say not interested and then call next one. Yep.
I'm sorry.
Bad number. Bad number. Wrong number. All right. Sorry for the interruption. I mean, I guess that's part of the fun here, right? All right. So, let me edit this real quick. I'm going to say you becoming a realtor. I'm in the realtor because I recommend that as a wholesaler. Local realtor. Those are four realtor. All right. So those are the five different ways right there. Answer your question. Okay. So that's five. All right. Let's see here. All right, so let's keep going here. All right, so this is we're gonna close this and we're back here. All right, so let's go on to find the next question here. Yeah, Cynthia, thanks for subscribing. By the way, if you're here and you're watching me right now, make sure you subscribe. Just subscribe to the channel so you get notification. Click the bell too. Click the bell right next to the subscribe button so you can ensure that you get notification every time I'm live. I'm here at 4:30. The schedule right now can change whenever I'm out of town in different states. But the schedule right now is 4:30 to about 7 p.m. Okay, 6:30, 7 p.m. That's what I'm doing these days. All right, we're live and we're covering a lot of details. You can see me live in action. So I love it. I was actually very tired today and I had this cough thing and, but I enjoy it so much. I was like, you know what? I got to get on. I got to get on. Yeah. So, and I'm grateful for life. So, all right. So let's go to the next question. I think there was another question. Yeah, another question from Jose. Jose is bombarding us with questions. That's good, though. I like it. So if you guys have questions, the best place to drop it is in the comment area. I love it. I love it. Keep it coming. Okay? If you have questions, just drop it in the comment area. And then I will answer on our live session as we are making calls. All righty.
Please leave your message for 609-384-9727.
All right. So this was a video I did a few weeks ago when I was in, what was it, Ohio? I was in Ohio or Georgia or something like that. Hello? Can I speak to Caesar, please? Caesar, can I speak to Caesar? Oh, sorry. Thank you. No comprehendo. Wrong number. That's a Spanish-speaking person. I just keep it moving, okay, as usual. I need to learn Spanish, by the way. All right, so Jose has a question here. Let me make sure you can see my screen. Yep. So Jose goes, hola, what do you usually put down as an investor for EMD? Okay, EMD, if you don't know, stands for earnest money deposit. Okay. I don't know how I know that right now. I just simply go by deposit, but I know. Probably from years upon years of hearing that. but if I could have sworn, I wouldn't know what that is. But oh well. Earnest money deposit simply, essentially, basically means deposit. So typically when you buy a real estate, you put a deposit down when you're putting it under contract, right? So that's what it is. What do you put down? Let's see here. All right. So I have heard as little as $10 for some. Also, when it comes to closing, we see a transactional funding places out there who say you can print off the proof of funds letter and you are set to go. Okay, just see, I always check back. Make sure I resume the calls. I may do some double closings to use transactional funding, of course, but more so we'll rely on the cash buyer when I assign as well. So I can put down earnest. Yeah, hi. Can I speak to Delisa? Hi, I'm calling. I'm interested in the property on Carlisle Terrace. And I was wondering, I need to speak to the person in charge of the property on Carlisle Terrace.
Hey, who are you?
My name is Ola. I'm from the hood. I'm around the neighborhood here. I live in Woodbridge. So I'm an investor, and I was interested in the property.
The house is already sold.
It's already sold?
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. When was that? How long ago?
A couple of months now.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye. The house already sold. So, let's see. I can't even see anything about the property here. Let's see. 134 of the search term. 134 is off market. The estimate is 232. Listed price for 193. Yeah, okay. Let me see if it was a sold. There's no selling history here either. But anyway, on to the next. Let's keep it moving. We're going to say previously sold. And we're going to say resume. On to the next. All right, so let's go back here. Such a long question here, man. But let's do it. All right, so I can put down. So it says, so I can put that earnest money deposit, of course, in escrow, right, with the title company. And since I'm starting with no cash, then how can I approve funds when I'm looking for a cash buyer? I know I want to have many cash buyers so I can sell the property fast to whoever wishes to buy. Let's see here. Whoever wishes to buy. I know I want to have as many cash buyers as I would buy. So how will I provide proof of funds before I find the actual buyer? Also, I assume you recommend opening a business account with a bank to have business checks made out, so you can use a check and make a copy of it to use as if you have it in your accounts to buy the raw. Okay, so here's the deal. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I speak to Fitzroy?
Calling?
My name is Ola. I am calling about the property on Horsey Street.
Okay.
Hi, I'm interested in that property. Are you open to selling it?
No, not right now.
You're not considering selling it? Okay. Well, keep my number. No, if you ever want to sell, yeah, I'm interested. I'm an all cash buyer. And I'm interested in buying it. So if you want to sell it fast for any reason, just call me. This is my direct number.
What's your name?
My name is Ola.
Ola. Okay. All right. I'll contact you. Okay.
Thank you very much. All right. So that was. She seems like she may be interested. We'll never know. So I'm going to mark it as interested. That means she didn't knock me off, anything like that. See, everything is in how you say it, okay? Before I continue to answer Jose's question here, let me cover a very important lesson right here, okay? I love scripts. Scripts can guide you, okay? But you need to understand that scripts is designed to guide, not for you to cram it, not for you to memorize and try to say it verbatim. If you do that, people can detect that. They can smell it from afar. Let me resume the call. They can smell you from afar that, you know, you have ulterior motives. Of course, we have ulterior motives. We want to make profit, but we don't want them to know that. That's not, you know, you're going to lose the person because, you know, and they may end up selling to somebody else later. So you got to learn how to talk. So I made a mistake last week. You'll see in one of the previous videos where I said, hey, you're in pre-foreclosure. And the guy got very angry. He got very angry with me and essentially found it very disrespectful. Okay. So it's a little confrontational to tell people they're in pre-foreclosure. Okay.
Please leave your message for 908 294-2102.
So it's a little too confrontational to tell people they're in pre-foreclosure. It comes off as a threat, as an attack, because they're emotional. You know, people haven't paid in 3 months or more, and they're trying to figure that out. And now here you go, a total stranger telling them, you know, that they're, first of all, they'll lie to you sometimes that they're not, and they'll still get angry at you. And that's not what you want, okay? You're better off with the way I just did it. The alternative to telling them they're pre-foreclosure is to say, hey, keep my number. if you're willing to sell all cash quickly at any point in time, give me a call back. And my number shows on their caller ID, and they can also ask me if they don't have a caller ID, which typically most people do.
A mailbox on this system and would like to access it now. Enter your 10-digit phone number, then press pound.
That's the wrong number. Let's say. All right. So does that make sense? If that makes sense, give me a thumbs up. Click thumbs up on the video. Okay. Be respectful of people's feelings. Okay. Because that's going to win you their heart. That's going to win you their business. Right. You're trying to win the business, not the heart. Sorry. That's going to win you their business. But, you know, they need to feel right about it. If they don't feel right, they, you know, if you attack them by telling them they're in pre-foreclosures, they are going to attack back and not do business with you. Does that make sense? If it makes sense, give me a thumbs up. All right, so let's go back to Jose's question here. Let's go back here. All right. So Jose, the answer to this question is this, okay? First of all, I could tell that you are essentially downloading another textbook here. You've studied so much, which is kudos to you. You studied so much and you know so much of the theory of the business, okay? And but like I think I already told you this, we got to start taking some actions, right? And once you get on the streets, there's a different, you know, book smart and street smart is two different things. One can guide the other. Don't get me wrong, okay? If you're book smart, you can absolutely use that as a leverage when you get onto the street. If you're street smart, you can use that as a leverage when it comes to the professional setting, corporate setting. Okay, so they can absolutely help each other, but you must understand that there's a difference between the two. All right, so EMD, let's just call that deposit, okay? You can say earnest deposit because not everybody know what that is, okay? I'm just like you. I've read so much too that I kind of remember that from somewhere, you know. But I know the difference between street smart and book smart. And that's something you're going to learn on this channel. And that's why I'm doing it live as we're going. Because when it comes down to it, I'm not reading the script. I have an idea of what I want to know. And I'm just going by the feeling. If they say, hey, it's sold already. If they said, yeah, hey, it's sold already. And then I go, wow. Oh, no.
Thank you for calling the
That's the wrong number. Okay, if you hear like a company number and stuff, it's typically the wrong number. If somebody picks up right away, ask for the name because they may just work there. If it's a voicemail of a company, just hang up and delete that number. Okay? All right, so am I making sense? If I'm making sense here, please give me a thumbs up. All right? So let's bring it down to the street. We're on the street now, okay? Because I'm live making calls and taking action as we're talking about this, okay? Earnest deposit. The first answer to your question is that I have, after 40-something deals, I can't remember ever putting any kind of money down for a wholesale contract, okay? I just have never done it before, okay? If I had to do it and the deal was just that sweet, right? Like, let's say the deal was really sweet. I was getting the deal at 50% equity, right? And the person is asking for a deposit, I will never give more than $10. Okay. And that means the $10 is sitting down as cash in my wallet right there. In other words, I am not writing a check. Okay. It's a $10 that I'm like, this makes too much sense. I'm willing to let go of this $10. Even if I never close, it's okay. All right. Here's a $10. I'll scribble $10 on the contract. What I need are two things. Okay. But they're all inside of that contract. Okay. Hello? Can I speak to Gustavo, please? Hello, can I speak to Gustavo, please? Gustavo hung up because I was on mute. All right. So, hey, Gustavo?
No.
No, I'm looking to, I'm calling about the property 1122 Drake Avenue. The property at 1122 Drake Avenue. Do you know anything about it?
No.
All right, thank you.
No. You got the wrong number.
All right. So it's the wrong number. You see, I'm not scripting nothing. I'm, you know, just question, okay? It's just a marketing, okay? Wrong number, yes. Would you like to count this? No. And then I resume. And then it keeps calling the next numbers. There were like four numbers on this particular lead. All right, so as I was saying, let me continue what I was saying here. So, I've never put down deposit. This is a wholesale deal. There are two things I was looking for. Contract. I'll sign the contract. The contract does two things, okay? The contract does two things. It keeps them, from a psychological standpoint, responsible to loyalty to me, okay? Now, before we get into all that, remember we're dealing with motivated sellers only. Remember that, okay? A person that asks you to put $1,000, a person, not a realtor, because again, I'm not dealing with realtors, okay? If I have to deal with realtors, that's a different ballgame entirely, okay? That's me using my cash. That's if I had cash, if I don't have 10, 20 grand stacked in the account, I'm not using $1,000 of my money to deposit on a house that the intention was to wholesale. I'm not going to do that, okay? I don't have to do that, okay? Because, again, you're putting your money at risk, and somebody can turn around and say, hey, I'm not going to refund.
But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
The person can turn around and say, hey, I'm not giving your money back. I don't want to deal with that. I'm looking to find and identify deals for investors. That's what I'm doing, okay? That's all I'm doing, and that's all I want to focus on. And that means I'm just getting you to give me an option to buy your property. It's a contract that says you allow me to buy this property. I'll scribble 30 days on it. Okay. If you say, well, you said 5 days, 7 days, hey, just in case inspection needs some more time. But yes, if everything goes well, all cash deal in 5 to 7 days. Okay. So to answer your question, okay, let me, as a matter of fact, first of all, say, let me see. We only deal with motivated sellers who will typically not care for an earnest money deposit. I think that's the spelling. See, I don't even know the spelling. Let me see here. Money deposit. If the deal was that good, they insist I'd put dollar bill. Download the free book to learn. Yeah, hello. Can I speak to Michael Nelson?
Wrong number.
Thank you. So, wrong number. All right, sorry, I had to go put this position on there for able to learn how to attract motivated sellers. Yes, hi. I'm looking to speak to Michael Nelson. Wrong number. Thank you. Wrong number. Deleting this one. Yes. No contact. Resume. What's that link? Free book. My Empire Pro. Free book. All right. So that's the answer to that question. I don't give $10. I've never given it. And if I had to, maybe the deal was just that good. and I'll put $10 on it. And that means I'm willing to lose $10 for a potential deal. At the end of the day, all of these deals are potential deals. At the end of the day, somebody can put something on the contract and turn around and say, this is how valid your contract is, right? They say, I don't want to sell anymore. They could do that. But typically, no, okay? Because that contract has a psychological effect on a person signing it. People are truly good people. They want to honor it. Not that they can't dishonor it if they have to. Okay, contracts are actually meant to be broken, just so you know. Okay, they're designed to be broken. Okay, that's the whole point of putting a contract together, because people. Hello? Can I speak to Torres, please? Oh, Mr. or Mrs. Torres? Oh, can I speak to somebody in charge of. This is her? No, I'm looking to speak to the person in charge of Park Avenue, 1349. No, 1349, the property on 1349 Park Avenue.
Oh, this is a person
in charge. Oh, okay. Are you a realtor? Are you a real estate agent?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm interested in that property. I want to buy the property. No, I'm not. I want to buy the property. I was interested in the property. Oh, she hung up. I'm doing dialing. I'm going to assume that it was a mistake that she hung up. Right. So I redialed. All right. Thank you. Yeah. All right. So she said it's not for sale. Not interested. So typically I would have loved to catch a voicemail. Okay. So I can leave my voicemail flamboyantly on her recordings. All right, so let's keep going here. All right, just so you know, right now we're like 62 out of 88 minutes. We are 62 in. We've called 42 leads. We've made 71 calls. We've called 71 numbers. We've called 42 leads. We've made 7 contacts in that time. 18 voicemails. Sorry, I had to sip on some water real quick. All right, so on to the next. I think I answered his question. Hello, can I speak to Shirley, please? Shirley, can I speak to Shirley? Oh, Shirley's not there, no? Are you in charge of Dewitt Terrace in Linden?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to say, I think there was an agent attached to this property, as a matter of fact, as I can see here. So I'm going to mark this as, but because an agent is attached to it, doesn't mean it's still listed. It could be an expired listing. So I'm just going to mark that as a wrong number since it speaks Spanish and click no. And then we'll continue on to the next number. All right. So proof of funds. Okay. Let's talk about proof of funds real quick. I need to answer proof of funds. Proof of funds is again the same answer. Okay. Or proof of funds. So I'm just going
to
go in there.
Gina.
Let's drop Gina. Let's drop a voicemail for Gina. Let's drop a voicemail. Yep. All right. So here, I'm going to edit this and say, I have to edit. And or proof of funds. I'm going to say and or proof of funds. The motivated sellers you're looking to speak for, they don't care about proof of funds. Okay? They don't care. They are looking to get rid of a liability They signed up with you because you're going to do an all cash offer. They signed up with you because they have agreed. Let me see here. They've agreed to sell you the property at 65% of after repair minus repair cost. These people, they're motivated, okay? They don't ask you for, they just want a contract, okay? All you should ever need is a contract. All you should ever need, if speaking to the right prospect, this is a sales contract. All right, so hopefully that answers the question for Jose. No answer. Resume. All right, so that's that question answered. Let's see if there's another question we can answer real quick. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure you give me a thumbs up if anything I'm saying is making any type of sense. I really appreciate your answers. Somebody's saying... All right, so I left another comment here. Let me see here. Hello, hi. Can I speak to Naomi, please?
Hello.
Can I speak to Naomi? Yeah, I forgot to unmute. I'll redial.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Naomi, please? Thank you. Hang up, wrong number.
Give me 45 seconds and I'll show you how to get a massive audience onto your email list without needing any of the...
No, not interested.
Usual traffic sources like this.
All right, so I guess I left a comment here somewhere. Oh, does this phone number... I just wanted to make sure I resume the call. So... All right, so I wanted to read this to you, okay? So it's not much of a question. This guy's probably being sarcastic here, but let me read the comment to you as you see some pointers there. So again, another person complaining of somebody being money hungry when they are simply sharing content, right? If somebody is so money hungry, they're willing to put in work and create content for other people to benefit from online, that person needs to be praised and that person needs to be applauded and edified. Okay. And that's the standpoint you should always come from, because you have to understand creating content takes work and it takes a tremendous amount of patience. Yes. Hi. Can I speak to Teresa, please? Teresa? Okay, I was calling with respect to 414 East 5th Avenue. Are you familiar with that in Roselle? No, not the real estate person, the owner of the property.
No, who are you
trying to reach? The owner of East 5th Avenue in Roselle.
No, nothing to do with
that. All right, thank you. See... A dog in on that, okay? It's the wrong number, essentially. But just ask more questions. You never know. They may know somebody that knows somebody. You just never know, all right?
You have reached the voicemail box.
Another voicemail.
908-220-0569. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
All right. Okay. So so this person said, oh my God, this dude. So this was a guy. Let me see if I can.
Facebook ads and SEO.
Because I don't. So I watch videos too. Okay. So when I create these videos, I watch videos, I see what content are out there, I see what people are saying, right? And typically the people that have taken the time to create content in any niche are pretty much the good people in this world, okay? Because again, like I said, creating content takes a tremendous amount of patience to get any kind of reward from it, okay? A lot of time, the reward you get out of this is just the feeling good that you're helping somebody out there, right? And most people that create content will not create content that's huge enough to the point where they start getting results from it, okay? Some people that follow my training can create results from it. They can build a business around it, right? And I teach that. But I'm just letting you know that still, let me get this. Just get that beep. So still, it's you know. So this guy did a content, piece of content, whatever. And I, from what I remember, I enjoyed the video, as a matter of fact. And this guy goes, "Oh my God, this dude Ricky is just money hungry." Okay. One thing I can tell you, anybody that takes the time to create content is not money hungry. That's somebody willing to put in work before they can make money. Money is a byproduct of hard work for this type of people. Okay. So first of all wholesaling houses is saturated in almost every big market. That's BS.
Hello there. Unfortunately, I'm unable to accept your call. Leave a
Right, so that's BS right there.
The person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
All right, so let's say no answer. Sorry about that. Been interrupted with so many calls here. All right, so that's BS right there, that the market is saturated in every big market, and in smaller markets, is dead. So there's no one person that will be able to make such a blanket statement. There's no one person that's so rich and they spend so much money on the market and they know this as a fact. All right. Small market is dead. It's saturated. It's a bunch of nonsense. Okay. I'm telling you right now before I read my response to him to you. Okay. So for example, Arizona is saturated by Sean Terry. That's a guru. That's a lie. Sean Terry is not rich enough to saturate the whole of Arizona, okay? As a matter of fact, when I started back in 2005, I probably have shared this story before, but the guy, hello? Hello? Are we getting a beep or what? All right, we're going to hang up. I say no answer. All right, so... So when I started back there, one of the guys that bought his courses, I bought his, hello? Can I speak to Kelly or Kevin, please? Thank you. All right. I could have asked further questions. Okay. But I'm getting tired already. Just FYI. Let's go to the next lead. So I'm honest, right? Wrong number. I could have asked that. Does he know who owns the property? Albemarle. Yeah. Somebody's calling back. I'll send them to voicemail. All right. So you can see there's very, very good numbers. The system scraped all those numbers and found them. And these are very, very good numbers. Actually, some tremendously amount of good numbers today. So he goes, so the guy that I bought his course, I took his course and I started dominating everywhere with my marketing. And he was so scared that he picked the fight with me. Does that make sense? He picked the fight with me. He's the guy that I bought this course. But because I started marketing heavy based on his training, he started acting up to me. He started throwing shades at me. So, Oh, no. Yes, hi. May I speak to Francisco? Hello? All right. I'm going to say wrong number because he hung up twice. You're going to get all kind of responses, okay? Hang up on you, curse you out. It doesn't matter, okay? That's their problem, not yours, okay? All right. So this guy is talking about Sean Terry has dominated. Why? Because he's the guru in that area? That's not true. That's not true ever. And many more giants, Cali, Texas, and all of them big states are completely saturated. This is an example of a person that has read too much books. He probably bought all the courses in the world and never made a dime from the business. And this is his way of showing hunger. Because he has no results to show, he's going to turn around and tell you that something is saturated. Okay? Drop that voicemail real quick. All right, he's going to turn around and tell you something saturated. As a matter of fact, let's look at his YouTube page. Let's see if he has anything going on whatsoever. No videos, okay? The people like, hello, hi, can I speak to Francisco?
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Oh, okay, I'm calling actually. Oh, they hung up on me already. Wrong number. If they hung up, don't call them back. If they spoke to them and they hung up, don't call them back. If you didn't hear anything and they hung up, feel free to redial, okay? And feel free to use your discretion in what I just said. All right, so no videos. The only videos here are playlists, okay? Now, maybe he has a video somewhere, I don't know, but I'm saying based on this channel right here, nothing. And typically, I can bet that's his only channel. He has no marketing whatsoever going on, but he... That voicemail. Yep. All right. So, you know, but there you go. He's making all this blanket statement, but oh well. So you can see here 2K to 5K seems fine to me. Okay. So he said small market is dead and you can only make $2,000 to $5,000. So is it dead or you can make which one of it? So you can tell here that this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. So somebody says 2 to 5K seems fine to me. If you need more than that to leave, then I don't know what to tell you. Somebody said, relax. Somebody said, love, man, this guy is so misinformed. It's sad. Yep. That's a misinformed statement. Somebody that could tell, right? And somebody said, if contractors are still charging inflated prices, your sweat equity is worth a fortune. There you go. Nobody wants to work for free fixing up a house, so buyers will still buy your work. There you go. So, and then I came here. That was 2 weeks ago. Okay. Thanks for subscribing. I have 790 subscribers. Yeah. Hi, can I speak to Kevin, please?
Oh.
Kevin? Maloney?
You have the wrong number.
Thank you.
Wrong number.
Thank you. So, wrong number. On to the next. Excuse me, guys. All right, so I go, there's no such thing as saturated market. Okay? If you've ever done wholesaling real estate business before and claim that the market is saturated, you're just a wussy who quit on self. See, I was a little bit too harsh. I didn't have to be that harsh, by the way. I typically try not to be harsh because people's ignorance. People's ignorance is not necessarily always their fault. Voicemail. So ignorance is not always people's fault sometimes. So I didn't have to be so harsh, but I you know, but anyway. So yeah, but it's to me, I can tell that he either started and he quit because it seems too hard, which again, nothing is easy when it's worthwhile. It's simple, but not easy, right? But you know, some people are being sold the pipe dream. So then I go, the cream always rises to the top. If you're doing it the right way, all you have to do is beat everyone else at consistency. See? Consistency is hard as hell. I agree with you that it's a lot more easier to complain about saturation than it is to make money in wholesaling real estate, though. That makes complete sense. Hi, can I speak to Charles, please? All right, thank you. All right, that voicemail. Uh-oh. I forgot to had that as the wrong number. Oh, well. So that makes complete sense. But you can still make even up to $150,000 from one deal. That's a wholesale deal, by the way. There are stories out there.
Hello.
Hi, I'm trying to speak to the person in charge of 1431 Melvin Place.
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Ola. I'm interested in the property. Would you consider selling it?
Oh, it's
already
been sold.
Oh, wow. It comes up in the directory for the property.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh,
sorry to hear that. Thank you. It was sold in auction a month ago. Pre-foreclosure date is showing January 30. So that number is a little off, but you know it's probably sold. So I'm gonna click previously sold. Let me even take a look at what it looks like in Zillow if there's a picture. Oh man, this is a good house in Plainfield. Yeah. And it's showing that the property is worth $371. And it's looking like, let me see. Oh, it was sold in 371. They owe 374. It would have been a good short sale candidate, essentially. But, oh well, let's keep on moving. Oh, you know what? Hang up. We're done. All right, so let's see. I'm going to show this last screen. First of all, before I show you the last screen, let me finish this, this right up here, right? So that's the key. Consistency is key, right? But you can still make even up to $150,000 from one deal if you plug into a system that positions you for consistency. Again, consistency is really key here, guys. That's the key. There are tons of houses out there. Sean Terry and the other gurus cannot buy them all. Don't be intimidated about that, and don't be a hater. So no matter what market you find yourself, always remember that the top three is still the top 3%. Because they refuse to accept saturation excuses. All right, so when I said that, somebody says, good facts. Any insights you have to share on your experience? I'll just say, visit my channel. So thanks, visit my channel. That's it. Okay, so if you're a content creator, engaging other people like this is a good way to promote yourself as well too. So that's, I'm going to be honest with you, that's primarily why I engage, but also simultaneously just so happens that I'm actually giving good value as I'm doing it, okay? People benefit from this, okay? You can see that it's not the same guy who responded. It's another person entirely who read that and decided to say any insight, to ask if there's any insight, right? So somebody responded to him, said, one thing you need to realize about wholesaling is that everyone does it, but not everyone does it right. That's true. There are tons of people who get into wholesaling. Yeah, that's normal because the gurus are teaching it around the hotels, around the nation every day. So that doesn't mean they're making money. That doesn't mean they're the top 3%. All you have to do is decide that you're going to be the top 3%, okay? So because people get into it or because you know you see the next person, your friend who says will buy houses too, that shouldn't intimidate you, okay? Many of them will drop out after a little bit of obstacles, okay? That's just the way human beings are set up. That's why consistency is key. Above everything else, above hard work, consistency is key. But some people consider that hard work. Some people consider that work ethics. Just because you show up every day relentlessly, okay? There are tons of people selling. Not only that, but there are so many wholesalers out there who are only concerned with making a quick buck. I don't agree with that too. And we do anything and everything to make it. I don't agree that everybody, average person, is just out here to steal people's money. I just don't agree with that. There are bad people. I don't agree that an average person is a bad person. I would never agree to that, okay? The average person is on the highway. It's 6:41. They're trying to make it down to their house right now after a day job. That's what an average person is doing, okay? So I always try to point that out, okay? All right, so that's that. And I think we had a good day. We had an awesome day here. We're about to round up. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and show you where we finalized today's data with all the calls we've made. We've planted some seeds out there. For sure, enough seeds that will pay off. Okay, so here's my screen. This was the last that I was attempting to call before, but I wanted to show you this data right here. So we won 25 minutes. That was after the first 6 minutes, right? 63 leads were called in that 85 minutes. One over calls was made. It's pretty on point. 8 contacts was made. 28 voicemails left. 1 callback set. 163 points. I already showed you earlier how that point is calculated. It assigns points to every outcome. I'm not attached to it. It's just the numbers. Okay. And I'm going to click here. X out of here. We end that session for the day. I'm going to click here. This is what we call the pause. I click on this. It gives me the data altogether. As you can see, my 14 hours has increased to 15 and 33. So today, April 2nd, we called 5 for sale by owners, 60 pre-foreclosures, a total of 65 calls, a total of 110 calls, 65 leads called, 110 calls made, 10 contacts, okay, and 30 voicemails. And you notice that there were 2 people that actually already sold their property. One of these days, if you keep calling, you're going to hit the right deal, 30, 40 grand. And that's going to put you light years ahead of the people that are busy commenting negativity on YouTube that it doesn't work. Okay, just of that one deal, right? 1 callback set, 32. So we're still averaging about 90 minutes per day, 60, 100 calls, okay? So I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time, you know. I'm having a good time. So what I want to leave you with here is this, okay? If you're brand new here, make sure you subscribe to the channel, okay? Make sure you give me a thumbs up if you got some value out of this, okay? If you know people that will enjoy this, please click the share button. That's the least thing you can do for me. I would really appreciate that. Click the share button and share it to your social media. Leave me a comment if you have questions, anything like that. Any question that pops up, leave me a comment, and I would love to tackle your questions because I learned from it too. Okay, this is problem solving. Okay, one-on-one, it's beautiful, and I can help you launch your business too if you're interested in working with me. But the first step to that is to go and download my book for free. It's a 200 pages, and I recommend that you read it 10 to 15 times. 10 to 15 times. If you don't read it 10 to 15 times, you risk the chance of becoming another commenter on YouTube on things they don't know. This is what's going to turn you and turn you to a monster in the business. And you can absolutely crush the game by simply mastering the game by reading it 10 to 15 times. 200 pages. It's a very relaxed reading. It's not professional, big languages. It's laid back. As a matter of fact, it has some typographical errors in it. But you're going to learn so much. And you read it 10 to 15 times. It's going to take you all the way from wherever you are to where you're trying to get to. But there's some more resources on the inside once you download that book. It's also give you access to, let me share my screen right now, right about now. It gives you access to a free 7-day course called the Smart Business Empire. Let me go share that with you real quick. All right. Let's close this right now. Go back here. If you want this, it's myempirepro.com/RedX. RedX. That's how you can support my business, and it will save you $150. You won't have to pay the setup fees, okay? But yeah, that link right there, RedX. But if you want my book, simply go to myempirepro.com and download the book. All right. Let me copy this as well. Put that here. All right. Post that RedX. So the program that I use to make all these calls, that I used to make 100 calls during this whole sessions, is called the RedX, and it's a beautiful program, and I enjoy using it. And you can go ahead and sign up through that link. That will give us credit, but that will also give you access to $150 in savings. All right. All right. So now the book will give, once you download the book, you will have access to this free 7 days course lesson. It's called Smart Business Empire. And then everything else, you take everything from there. Okay. So hopefully you've been inspired. Hopefully you've been enlightened. Hopefully you've been educated. Hopefully you've been entertained throughout this whole thing. And I appreciate you for hanging out with me. I will see you on the next one. And peace.